for coming. This is the official launch of the Transition Free Press, and I hope you've all had a copy. Here it is if you haven't got one. This is our preview issue, and we hope next year, well, in fact, starting this winter, to produce 4 more issues. We really, really need your help to distribute it and to kind of commit to passing the word around all about transition and all the various connections that we have with all the different movements and the new way of life that we're all hoping to bring into being. I would like very much now to thank all the people that have contributed to this issue, and there are many of them, as you'll find all their names throughout, from our front page to our back page, sports. and I'm going to hand over to my dear news editor here, who's going to tell you about the content and what we want to do in the future.
Hi, everybody. My name's Alexis, and I'm the news and sports editor of the Transition Free Press. You may wonder what sport is doing in a transition newspaper. Well, if you look at the back, you'll see that Sophie's views on psychological aspects of playing football and Premiership teams is a thrilling read, as is Ben Branwyn's views on how velodromes is one thing, but we need more bike lanes. So there is a sports side to this. What we're trying to do, more seriously, is to produce a newspaper, very much a newspaper, something that people could hold in their hands and can reflect on, reflect with, that is for the transition movement, reflecting the transition movement's views, viewed very much through a transition lens. So we're trying to tell the world as it is, but with our spectacles on. We hope it'll be a couple of things. One, a tool for communication, primarily for transition initiatives, but we're looking for a lot of different distribution mechanisms that others coming after me will talk about. And we hope it'll also help to raise some funds for transition initiatives. So my aim is to try to get news that is current, that is spoken with an authentic transition voice, that isn't afraid to talk about the downsides as well as the upsides. So it's not positive news, okay? It's complementary to Permaculture magazine, right? Permaculture magazine, you'll have noticed in the latest issue, doesn't have any news in it anymore, which is a good thing, because their news section wasn't great, as they will themselves say. But Permaculture magazine has got all of the tool sets that goes alongside this. So we hope to be in that space where we're providing the transition movement with news, sports, features, comments, but it can only work if the transition movement wants it, feels that they need it, feels that it would actually make a difference, that it would help them to talk about transition, to talk about our values, and to take the movement further. So that's what we're trying to do. Now, Jay. I think Jay is going to talk about the business model. Jay?
Jay's our business manager. And also a social reporter, and here he is. Jay, over to you.
Okay. So the idea here is to turn this into a social enterprise, something that's sustainable for the long term. And it's also about being the media, so this is our first great real opportunity to do that. So in order to do that, we need your support. We're looking for at least 35 initiatives to say, yes, we'll commit to distribution. We have, 300 initiatives around the country? Should be a piece of cake, right? 250 copies for £75. That's 30 pence per copy. This is something you can turn around and sell, make a profit, so it could be a fundraiser. It's something that could be a livelihood for somebody in your group. And all the while, spreading the good news. The nice thing about it, very non-threatening, very easy to put in the hands of somebody who maybe not so open to transition concepts. It also, I think, lends credibility to the whole movement, as well as to what you're doing locally, because it's a newspaper. People trust newspapers. So I think it's a great deal all around, and I hope you'll support us.
Thank you very much, Jay. Mike Grenville, where are you?
Right.
Mike, do you want to say something more specific about distribution?
Mike is our distribution and production man. and co-founder.
So as Jay says, it only works if you want it. So that's the key, is people to say, we want it. And somebody said, well, yeah, so you want me to pay for it? Yeah, we want you to pay for it, because otherwise, how does it work? If you've got a different business model that works, then tell us what it is. But somehow it has to work, and we have to figure out how to make it work. We put some money in, a few of us put some money in to make this happen. Now we need your participation to make the rest happen. If I give away positive news, for example, in my community, which is just a small village, and I give away 400 copies of that pretty easily, they get snapped up. So we can easily do the same with Transition Free Press. And it's a, you know, it's a brilliant way to...
That's giveaway.
Well, it is. But, you know, I mean, but I fund... Because I fund that. I mean, you know, so actually, if you have an event, you could fund it, and then you could give it away. Or you could sell it. I mean, the choice is yours. We want to keep the cost as low, so, but then you can decide what you do with it. It's, you know, but somehow, you know, the cost of producing it have got to find from somewhere. And if somebody has a big fund of money they don't know what to do with, then fine, then we can print and give it to you for free. But otherwise, you have to find a way of doing it. That's, you know, that's how it works. So,
do you want to just add, Jay, a little bit more about the other sources of funding that we're looking to? Because we're not just looking for crowdfunding from Transition Initiatives. We're looking for crowdfunding wider and some advertising as well, right?
Yeah. So the commitment that you'll make as distributors covers a portion of the cost. Our cost per issue at a run rate of 10,000. Is about £1.40, £1.30, something like that.
Per copy?
No.
Per copy.
Per copy, yeah.
No. Not per issue. No, that would be silly.
How much? For that?
Yeah. So we're looking at crowdfunding to provide some of it. We're looking at some grant funding to provide some of it. We're looking for advertising to provide some of it. So this is phase one of this startup. What we need to do is have this become established. It needs to become established first in the most likely community, and that's our own community. And we have 10,000 people who subscribe to the newsletter. If we can, 14,000. If we can find 14,000 people to grab a copy of this, then we're golden. Absolutely piece of cake. If we want to turn this into a movement...
Movie, I thought you were going to say.
If we want to turn this into a movie, that's a whole different thing. But if we want to turn this into a movement, I think we really need to get behind it, because then we can grow the distribution, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000. Now we have a business that is sustainable on its own legs.
Great.
So we need to start here.
Okay, Charlotte, do you want to say a few last words as the overall editor?
I am going to say a few last words. I'm not going to talk about money. I'm going to talk about editorial, because I feel that actually to have editorial is really, really key. And I think it's a great opportunity for transitioners to record their story and the narrative that we're all sharing. And I really wish to thank all the contributors that took part in this paper, and hopefully they will continue in the future. And I really would thank you as readers and supporters of this newspaper, and particularly our designer,
Tracy.
Is he here?
He was here.
Oh, Michner was also here. Also Tamsin, our food editor, and many, many, many wonderful people that really made this thing work. And let's tell our story. This is it. This is where it starts. Let's become the media. Thank you very much for attending our party.
It, then we've probably got about 20 minutes to polish the rest of this off before the conference officially starts. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Transition Initiatives have signed up to distribute Transition Free Press, so let's try and get 35 by the end of the week. Thank you very much, everybody.